Check 1, 2, goddamn it, the Fat Mac, baby, here we go. Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct. MacCity.com, baby. The Mac City Limits. Shit, man, you know how we do, baby. You know, we just gonna do our thing, man. I'ma just goddamn talk some shit, man. I ain't got shit else to do. I'm bored like a motherfucker and shit. I just thought I'd share a little something with y'all. It's been a while since I did, like, one of these shows where, you know, I talk about rules and I talk about hustles and scams and all the kind of shit that you gotta look out for, you know, while you fucking around in these streets with these broads and all this kind of shit, man. And the shit I'm talking about, this shit that I run into on a daily basis when I do this motherfucking cyber pimping, man. And these very same things can be applied and you can see them in your square life. These very same hustles that these chicks gonna motherfucking hit you with, man. So, like I said, they're interchangeable. You know, me doing my little hustle, I run into them. And if you's a square nigga, man, if you just trying to get with a broad just because you're trying to romance her and all that kind of shit, this is the same kind of shit that you may run into. You know what I mean? And so without further ado, the Fat Mac will talk about scam number one that hoes is always trying to run on a motherfucker, man. And crazy bitch Kayla was the master of this shit, right? And, it just amazed me how she thought I was just oblivious to the goddamn hustle and like I was just retarded or something. But the scam goes a little bit like this. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I wrote about the shit, man, in my journals, in my logs, in the Mac City Journal, you know what I mean? But I don't think I've ever done any sort of speaking on it when it comes to any of my podcasts and shit, so here we go. Basically, it's called the Extreme Emergency Scam. Like I said, crazy bitch Kayla was good at this shit, man. You know, she called me up and be like, hey, big dick daddy, I want you to come on over and I want to do this to you and I want to do that to you and I want to suck and fuck and lick and I lick your ass and I mean, just talk the nastiest shit that you can goddamn imagine just to get you just hyped and just to get over there. You know what I'm saying? And then she say some shit like, all I need is $20 or some kind of bullshit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, goddamn, you know, fuck, you hard up for some goddamn loot, ain't you, and shit? And, I go over there with my little video camera in hand and shit, about to do some video work, bitch, about to put in some work and shit. She done said she about to do this, do that, and all she needed was a $20 fee, you know, to do the video and all this kind of shit. I get over there, then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. All of a sudden, she get a motherfucking phone call. Ring, and she's on it. She like, oh, no. Are you serious, girl? Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, hell no. I just left him. He was all right when I just left. And it is all this kind of shit, right? Then she get off the goddamn phone talking about, my baby's at the hospital, and something's wrong with my baby. And my baby, this and that, and this is intensive care, and the baby ain't breathing, and all this kind of shit. I can't do nothing right now, but do you think that you could just give me that $20 and I owe you? You fucking cunt. You know what I'm saying? Ain't this a bitch? You know what I'm saying? They get you all motherfucking worked up thinking you about to get some motherfucking, you know, get some action, nigga. Then you get over there and then she hit you with the big emergency, like, oh, I gotta go. I can't stay. Something dreadful has happened. Something dreadfully wrong has happened. I must leave. I gotta go. My baby's hurting. Her arm got torn off by an elephant or some, you know, some kind of stupid ass cockamamie fucking story and shit. And then she motherfucking wanna look at you and be like, but since you're over here, can I get the $20 anyway? Huh? You know, and when she was first doing it, it was cute, right? You know what I mean? I give her the goddamn money anyway, because, you know, $20 ain't shit to me. Plus, that's my partner, you know, whether y'all believe it or not, man. You know, I mean, it is what it is. It's a strange relationship, but, hey, she's brought me a lot of motherfucking pussy, man. You know what I mean? She brought me a lot of action, and I've always appreciated her, should I say, her enthusiasm, you know, to further the Mac City Empire agenda. So, I mean, I would tolerate that little bullshit from her, you know what I mean? But pretty soon it just got tiresome, man, because, I mean, it just got to the point where this bitch really thinks I'm stupid. And that's one thing I can't really tolerate, is for a bitch to really genuinely think I'm a goddamn retard. You know what I mean? Because she would just keep doing it over and over and over again. Instead of just keeping the shit real and being like, you know, I'm really fucked up right now. Could you just, can I borrow $20? And she wouldn't even have to borrow $20. All she would have had to say is just, I'm fucked up, can I get $20? I would have gave her goddamn $20. But instead, she got to go through this big-ass production, you know what I mean, trying to sucker me into a goddamn situation where I would have to leave my house, drive all the way across town, burn up my goddamn gas, you know, get my equipment ready. Then I get in the house, then all of a sudden, oh no, aliens have landed on the White House lawn. You know, like, bitch, but could you please give me $20 anyway? I owe you. Yeah, right. So, I mean, and that shit can, like, happen to you, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't on no cyber pimp shit, man, you know what I mean? Shit, some of y'all motherfuckers may know bitches that's broker than a motherfucker, and they may promise you, you know, the time of your life. They may say, hey, come on over, you know, me, some of my girls, we waiting over here, and go ahead and bring some of your friends and all this kind of shit, and la la la, yada yada yada, all this kind of shit, man. Then all of a sudden you get over there, then them hoes is talking about, oh, we can't, you know, do this, or we can't do that because something just came up, and, you know, hey, but I tell you what, hey, can we get like at least $20 or $30? For this or for that or whatever and all this kind of shit, then you might give it up and shit. Because, I mean, depending on what kind of relationship you got with the broad, maybe you got like a trick motherfucking John relationship. I don't know. A trick and hoe, whatever. And she may have promised you some ass, and what all you had to do was bring a little bit of money or something. And then once you get there, there's no ass because these bitches got a concocted fucking fake ass emergency, but they still trying to get that money out your hand, man. You know what I mean? So beware of that shit, man. You know what I mean? And I know, yeah, I'm a player. I'm a Mac. I never pay for no ass. Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, dog. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, beware of that situation, man. If you out there in these streets and a bitch call you over and she promise you some ass, but, you know, she wants you to do her a little favor in return and bring a little bit of loot, and then you get over there and all of a sudden this bitch got this big, huge, extreme emergency just going down, but she still wants you to goddamn break bread with her and shit. Fuck that, nigga. Don't do it. Fuck, I mean, I could get away with it, you know what I mean, because of what I do, you know what I mean? It's incumbent upon me to keep these motherfucking females close to me so I can keep on telling the Max City story, you know what I mean? So sometimes, you know, you gotta bite the bullet and you gotta just go with the flow, man, no matter what these hoes do and shit, man, in order to keep the storyline moving, you know what I mean? And that's the only way you're going to do it, is by keeping them in your life. And so that means sometimes you just got to tolerate they dumbass bullshit. But, you know, if you're a single nigga and you have no cyber pimping to do and you have no Max City empire to run, there's really no reason to keep a bitch like that around. No, it ain't. Okay, right now, man, Fat Mac, Almighty 3XL, man, you know who I be, motherfucker. I'm going to take me a little break, man, and I'm gonna come back and I'm going to talk about one of my favorite scams these hoes be trying to run on a motherfucker, man, so I'll be back.
I do it for the ladies, but I got to keep it hood. Where we at, Polo? Hey! I see you, Ryan. Yo, Keith, you was right. We just get started. Yeah, man.
You see, you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right. Well, come here, baby, and let daddy show you what it feels like. You know all you gotta do is tell me what you're sipping on. Keep it coming all night long. Looking in your eyes while you on the other side. And I think that shawty, I got a thing it's on my mind. Cause the way I'm staring at you got me wanna give it to you all night.
Looking in your eyes, where you at the other side?
I can't take it no more, baby, I'm coming for you.
You keep doing it on purpose, why did it work?
Hey, if you close our eyes, it could just be me and you.
I wanna be
emotionally, I be like your medicine. You'll take every dose of me. It's going down on aisle 3. I bag it like some groceries. And every time you think about it, you gon' want some more of me. About to hit the club, make a movie, yeah, rate it all. Put up like a trap star. That's if you had your ever made love to a thug in the club with his ice on. 87 jeans and a fresh pair of nights on. On the couch, on the table, on the bar, on the floor.
You meet me in the
maybe just quite possibly, just in case y'all don't really understand what that hustle is all about that them hoes are trying to do. Basically, the fact that they concoct that bullshit talking about they gonna get you some ass or they gonna motherfucking dust you off or lick your balls or whatever, you know, basically that's just to get your ass out the goddamn house, you know what I mean? A lot of these chicks, of course, ain't got no transportation, so they prefer that you would bring the goddamn money to them. And they pretty much know that there's no way that you coming out the comfort of your own home to try and bring them no goddamn loot, right? Unless you gonna break them off some ass, man. So that's basically what they do. That's what that whole thing is about. They gonna bait your ass to get you over somewhere, and then they kick in plan or phase two of the plan by leaving your ass hanging high and dry and not giving you the ass, but at the same time trying to take your goddamn money. You feel what I'm saying? That's what the hustle is, in case y'all didn't understand that shit, because believe it or not, there's some niggas that don't really understand. Well, how's that a hustle? The hustle is, I mean, just like case of point, if it's me, you know, bitches know that they just can't pull me out the house for any old goddamn thing. They can't say some shit like, bring me this money because my water bill is due. Bitch, fuck you and your water bill, you know what I'm saying? Baby daddy or that nigga that you fucking on a regular can handle that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So they know I'm not coming out my goddamn house to bring them no motherfucking money, man. But if they can bait me to get me over there on some business, you know, I mean, shit, $20 for an X-rated video, that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, come on over and, you know, and I'll do the nastiest thing that you want me to for $20 and shit. And then as soon as I get over there, uh-oh, Major emergency has just occurred somehow. Uh-oh, my boyfriend coming over. My boyfriend coming over. He'll be here any minute now, Big Mike. He's coming. You know what I mean? And so now, you know, like I said, phase two of the plan done kicked in. And phase two is to try and get your money out of your pocket without giving you no ass. You know what I mean? So that's what it's all designed for, man. It's designed to get you up out of your house, lure you over to where they at, you know, so they can get close to your pockets. And then once you close to them, they gonna try and hustle that money out of you any way they can. And so since they already promised you the ass, well, of course, they gonna concoct a big ass, fake ass story to make it seem like some emergency done just went down. And now they're counting on you out of the kindness of your heart to go ahead and bless them with the loot anyway. And then shit, they just owe you one. Yeah, be aware of that shit, just in case you didn't understand where the hustle or the scam came in. Jeez, man, do I gotta paint a picture for you niggas? Fuck. Yeah, man, yeah, the Fat Mac is back, man. I'm on my motherfucking hustle, on my goddamn grind, doing what I do. Making motherfuckers salty, making niggas hate. Turning motherfuckers just... I'm trying to tell you, boy, it's just so many motherfuckers just pissed off at me for no goddamn reason. That ain't even funny, man, you know. So, I must be doing something right, man. I'm not necessarily talking about on the internet, you know what I mean? I'm just talking about just in, just local circles, man, you know, around my residence in which I live. There's so many motherfucking hating ass niggas out here, boy. Can't believe this fat nigga getting all this pussy and all this money. That's right, nigga. Fuck you. Fat Mac gonna handle this bitch, man. So let me get back to number two. Let me get back to the number two scam that I run into all the time with these goddamn hoes, man. And I mean this is a universal scam right here, man. Damn near every bitch on the planet probably has ran this down and shit. It's called the tampon scam, or the period scam, or the pad scam, or whatever. And that's basically a bitch telling you that she bleeding, or she on her period, or she on her cycle, when she don't want to give up that pussy, you know what I mean? And this is always funny when I'm fucking around and I'm trying to motherfucking man, I wish I could stop saying motherfucking and goddamn and cussing and shit. I can't do it. I can't stop. I'm fucked up. But let me get back to the motherfucking shit. Let me get back to what I was saying about the tampon scam. See, you know, I holler at a broad and I say, look, you know, this is what you need to do. Meet me at such and such, such time, such, such, such date. And this is what you will be required to do. You know what I mean? There will be some sexual activity going on. There will be vaginal intercourse. There will be some oral copulation or whatnot. And so tell me what your cycle is like. You know, the broad would be like, well, I ain't supposed to come on until, you know, 3-4 weeks and all this kind of shit and yada, yada, yada. Then, lo and behold, you know, we make the date, you know, because I'm trying to work around the period, around the bleeding, around the cycle. And then all of a sudden, we gets to the hotel. Everything is flowing smooth. You know, she's taking off her clothes. We taking pictures and everything. Then all of a sudden the bitch don't want to take off her goddamn panties. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm on my period. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, you couldn't have told me this shit before we left your house. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what the fuck you thinking is gonna happen, but you ain't just gonna get away with this shit. You know, it's not like you gonna get paid for your services if you don't do those services, you know, because motherfucker can't fuck you while you on your period. No, we not doing that, you know. So instead of picking up the goddamn phone calling me beforehand, you know, like when she first started bleeding, and say I'm gonna have to cancel because mother nature done kicked in, nah, this motherfucking slick ass bitch, she gonna goddamn bring her bloody ass to the photo shoot with the tampon string hanging out of her shit. She gonna try and trick you. You know what I'm saying? You know, because the tampon scam runs both ways. Okay, so I'm hitting y'all with one way they try and goddamn just scam a nigga right here. And this is on the positive or the pro end of the scam, where they try and benefit. Well, of course, either way, it's going to try and benefit them. But basically what they do is they try and act like they not on their period, and then they show up, and then they, wow, mysteriously, all of a sudden they're bleeding. And they're like, wow, I don't know how that happened, but I'm bleeding. Like, bitch, you knew you was bleeding before you left the fucking house. Shit. You feel what I'm saying? Now look at this shit. What the fuck am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to take, you know, open cock shots with this bullshit? How you supposed to take the dick with this bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Right. All right. So they try and get that shit over. And then a lot of them will try, like I said, be slick and do that in hopes that they won't have to do no fucking. Right. And they could just probably get away with doing some pictures and call it a day and get paid. But I always got a trick for that ass bitch, because look, your period may have kicked in, and your mouth or your pussy may be bleeding, but your mouth is fair game, bitch. You understand what I'm saying? That's right. So you're going to have to open up them goddamn soup coolers. You're going to have to open up your mouth and take the hot beef injection. And not only that, since you was trying to be a slick bitch, you're going to take a load to the face. Or you gonna take it in the mouth. So which is it? We can scrap this shit right now, and I can take your bitch ass home for trying to be slick. You know what I mean? Or you can goddamn take it in the mouth, take it on the face, swat and gobble up these nuts. What the fuck you wanna do? You know what I'm saying? What you wanna do? You know, cause I got to add extras in there for you trying to be a goddamn slick bitch. Stop doing that. Don't try and out slick me, bitch, please. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's what they'll do, man. You know, they'll say, oh, you know, they'll act like they not on their period. Then they'll show up bleeding like a motherfucker. Then all of a sudden, they pleading like they innocent, like they didn't even know. I don't know how that happened, and I usually never come on. And you like, bitch, goddamn. Did I just fall off the turnip truck? Do I look like I'm new to this shit? You know what I mean? Bitch, call me when you start bleeding. Don't be goddamn trying to surprise me. And then, like I said, that's what they try and do. They try and, in hopes of not getting fucked, because a lot of them may not really want to do it, but they try and come up with some sort of scheme or some scam, right? And they may literally actually be bleeding in hopes of not actually going the full tilt or the full tilt boogie with the goddamn video. Shit. So, they got to take it in the face. You know, that's mandatory. You show up bleeding, bitch, you gonna drink some nut. You better, and I'm sorry if this is very, very derogatory and whatnot, but I don't know. Is there any soft and subtle way to put this shit? I don't know. And then you got the other end of the spectrum, where the female may not be bleeding at all, but she'll tell you that shit just to try and get out of doing shit. You know what I mean? You may be at the photo shoot, man, and she may be faking like she's on her period. You know what I mean? She may have the pad on, and she may have the string hanging out and all kind of shit. And, oh, I just came on my period. Well, looks like you're going to take it to the face. You're going to be drinking jizz or something. Because you're just not going to show up in this motherfucker and take pictures and leave, bitch. You're going to get dirty. Believe that shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And like I said, and I can work in the square circles too, man. Because I'm pretty sure all y'all motherfuckers have had a female who you wanted to hit. And you wanted to hit it real bad. But that bitch, every time you asked for it, all she seemed to always be on her period. I'm on my period. I just came on. I'm bleeding. You know, they get graphic with that shit too, man. You like, God damn, bitch. Shit. And then sometimes they'll take it even further. Like, Kayla was good for this shit, man. She was, like I said, game recognized game. And I'm like, bitch, I know that you're fucking lying. Well, in her case, she may not have been lying. But she'll go so far as be like, ooh. I'm itching. I think I got a yeast infection. Oh, girl, honey. Ooh, it was smelling funny yesterday, too. All in the name of trying to get your ass not to want to touch that pussy. You know what I'm saying? I got to admit, it worked. You know, you don't want to chance that shit, man. So not only will they try and run that tampon shit to try and scare you away from the pussy, right? But shit, they'll even throw in some yeast infection action on your ass. You know what I mean? Ooh, I got chlamydia. I got a yeast infection. I got this. I'm like, I mean, you be like, especially in my situation, because bitch, I don't want to fuck you anyway. You know, they was always throwing that shit. And you be on the lookout for that shit. If you're around abroad all the time, and she always talking about how fucked up her pussy is, you know what I mean? If she always talking about, oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, I got a discharge. Ooh, I had odor. And chances are, they just don't want you to fuck them. And they don't want you to get no ideas about actually getting your fuck on with them. And so they gonna go ahead and advertise some shit to just to thoroughly disgust your ass. You know what I mean? They be like, if I say all this kind of bullshit around this nigga, he is not gonna wanna fuck. And I tend to agree. You know what I mean? If you're playing or not, bitch, you know, I don't even wanna test the waters. You show up on my doorstep talking about you got a yeast infection and you always got an odor and you got a discharge and you always bleed and bitch, I don't wanna fuck with you. Not in the least, man, for real. So, yeah, man, that's like, that's a staple of the whole cyber pimp game, man. Cyber hoes always running a little tampon scam and shit. They always talking about how they bleeding, you know, to try and get out of doing a sex video. Or sometimes they'll fake like they bleeding, you know, try and get out of doing a sex video or whatever and shit. So, yeah, man. That's just some bullshit I got to deal with. And you know what? Sometimes I'll fuck a bitch head up and I'll be like, oh, you're bleeding? They'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, well, show me. And they'll be like, excuse me? I like, shit, pull your pants down. Let me see them panties. Let me see that blood flow. Let's see what's up. Nigga, you nasty. I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, shit, if you want to get paid, you got to show me something. Shit, I want to know if you bleeding. Shit, I don't know how many bitches I've probably called up. I probably done that like 8 times, right? And it's not that I want to fuck abroad, you know what I mean? I just want to call a bitch's bluff, that's all. Because if I'm absolutely sure a bitch is lying, I will, goddamn, I'll do it, nigga. You know what I mean? And so I'll be like, let me see you bleeding. Let me see your pad. Let me see your tampon. Let me see, pull that shit down, bitch. And then lo and behold, they pull that shit down. And look, looky here. No spots, no stains, no blood. Yes, I know it's disgusting. The things that I do with the name of this motherfucking cyber pimping. Shit, man. Yeah, I'll call a bitch out, motherfucker. So pretty soon it got around to the hoes, man, that, you know, you can't run the scam on me because, I mean, bitch, you better put some ketchup in your drawers or something. Make it believable. Because I will inspect your panties. I even had bitches, goddamn, I told them I'm going to take them to the bachelor party or whatever and shit. And I specifically ask them, are you bleeding? And they'll be like, no. I'm like, look, I'm going to a bachelor party. And I need to know if you're on your period. I mean, I don't know how many ways I got to explain it to these bitches. But I need to know if you bleed. Are you bleeding? No. Well, pick the bitch up, take her to the bachelor party. Lo and behold, the bitch bleeding. God damn. Didn't I ask you if your ass was bleeding? Yeah. Well, why are you bleeding? It just came on. You nasty ass bitches. I swear, man. Hey, if y'all motherfuckers ever get in this game, any of you partners out there, man, do not believe for one minute that these bitches will not show up bleeding. Do not believe for one moment that they will not show up with a tampon up in them and try and play it the fuck off, man. They will do it. Some of the nastiest shit I've ever seen in my motherfucking life. I'm like, y'all bitches is nasty. I told you don't bring your bleeding ass to this goddamn party, bitch. You bleeding all over. Oh, shit, man. Okay, well, shit, that's gonna be the end of the motherfucking the show right there, man. I'm gonna keep it brief. Shit, so I just talked about a couple of the scams that I've encountered in the past. And hopefully this will have been just for entertainment purposes, you know what I mean? Just so that y'all can just be like, God damn, man, you put up with some nasty ass shit, man. Fuck. Yeah, man. Shit, it ain't all peaches and cream, man, when you do it as hustle, man. Sometimes you gonna see some shit that you just was not meant to see, homeboy. You feel what I'm saying, man? But anyway, yeah, this the Fat Mac, baby, and I don't really have shit else to say. And I was gonna do another one, but I'ma wait, man. I'ma chop this shit up in a couple segments of shit as to not be so long-winded, man. So yeah, this is the Fat Mac, baby, coming at y'all live and direct from maccity.com. yeah, this is the Mac City Limits, man. This is my little blog spot, man. And I'm wishing everybody, you know, good health, wealth, and knowledge yourself and all that good shit, and I'm out.
Hey, man, I heard a couple niggas around here who said they don't like me. Then I got a couple niggas around here, bro, who owe me a little paper. Those niggas ain't answering their phone no more. That ain't gonna grab the y'all, but bro, I'ma tell you how I'ma handle this here, man.
How you gonna handle this? Nigga, owe me some money. He ain't gotta pay back. Got stuff for you, fuck niggas who play ahead. Nigga claim you don't like me, but it's all great. Keep playing with me, and I'ma fuck your old lady. Nigga, owe me some money. He ain't gotta pay back. Got stuff for you, fuck niggas who play.
And change her whole life. Make her hang in the hood and watch me shoot dice. And take her back to the crib and fuck on 50 stikes. But you play with me, dawg, you better get it right. Tell you straight up, little homie, I'm playing real trite. Walk straight up in the club, nigga, with your wife. And make her dance in front of me while I drain ice. And let her and her homegirls rock all night. And just to piss you off, I'ma let her throw psych. And every time you see him, I'ma dress in something tight. And when you start to miss, I'ma make you die bite. And let her push the whip while I sit in the bike. And make your hoe sleep naked with me all night. And put hickeys all over, nigga, that's what you like. Keep playing with me and I'll fuck up your whole life.
Nigga, owe me some money, he ain't gotta pay back. Got stuff for you, fuck niggas who play ahead. Nigga claim you don't like me, but it's all great. Keep playing with me and I'ma fuck your lady. Nigga, owe me some money, he ain't gotta pay back. Got stuff for you, fuck niggas who play ahead. Nigga claim you don't like me, but it's all great. Keep playing with me and I'ma fuck your lady.
I want your side, hoe nigga, I want your main bitch. The one you call babe, one you in love with. Make your hoe, pack your shit. And make her call you right now and tell you it's over with. Before she hang up the phone, she gon' tell you she fly as bitch. And when you call her back, gon' have a number switch. And I'ma fuck her every day until I get a thick. And make her put my name on her nails and shit. And keep her high did for and full of dick. I might move out the hood, nigga, just to piss. I know how to make you niggas lose weight real quick. And have you walking around this bitch looking real sick. I have your ass embarrassed and around your own clique. I make you call me nigga and say plies, I quit. But tell you I'm counting money, so I hit you bike, shit. And hang right up the phone and lay on your bitch.
Nigga, owe me some money, he ain't gotta pay back. Got some for you, fuck niggas who play ahead. Nigga claim you don't like me, but it's all great.